Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma da Pei Gimel. The Gemara on Pei Beis Amud Beis brought down a Maisa where the two brothers, Hyrcanus and Estrabulus, were fighting, and the Argus says that Hyrcanus was inside. And they were fighting against each other, and the Gemara brings the Maisa that a Zaken Echod that was Makir and Chochmas Yevonis, he told them that Kol Zman Sha'iskim Avoyde Einim Tzar B'Yedchem. So the Gemara and therefore they stopped giving the Tamidim, and therefore the Gemara said in that time the Gemara said Orer Adam Shiul Benes Benoy Chochmas Yevonis. They said that it's an aura, a person's curse, someone that learned the teachers to sell the Chachbas Yevonis. So the Gemara goes on to ask, for Chachbas Yevonis be Asira, is it Asir to learn Chachbas Yevonis? And the Gemara asks, for Tanya, Omar Rebbe, but Eretz Yisrael Lashon Sursi Loba, Oy Lashon HaKadosh, Oy Lashon Yevonis. Then Eretz Yisrael, why would someone speak Lashon Sursi, which Rashi explains is not such a nice Lashon? You should either speak Lashon HaKadosh, or you should speak Lashon Yevonis, which is a much nicer Lashon. It's a Lashon Tzach, Rashi calls it. The Gemara answers that no, there's a difference between Loshen Yevonis and Chochmas Yevonis. That the Chazal answered and said Oro Shiul Benes Benoy Chochmas Yevonis, but Dafka Chochmas Yevonis, but the Loshen Yevonis to speak the language of Yevonim, that's not Aser. And the Gemara goes on, Chochmas Yevonis be Asira, but Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Mishum Rav Shimon Gamliel, Einai Oydelo Lanafshi Bekol Benes Iri. Elef Yiladim Hayu Beis Abba Chavish Meis Mehem Lamdu Torah V'Chavish Meis Lamdu Chochmas Yevonis. There was 1,000 Yiladim. 500 of them learned Torah, and 500 of them learned Chochmas Yevonis. When the Shtai Mehem Ela Nikar Ben Achi Abba Ba'asyon, during the time of the Churban, they all got killed out, and there were only two left over, me and my cousin. So the Gemara says, you see that he was being Mishtabeach, how nice his Mishpacha was, and you see that they learned Chochmas Yevonis. So the Gemara answers, Amri Shani Beis Rebbe Gamliel Shei Krovim L'Malchus. That they were Krovim L'Malchus is a special hetter of Krovim L'Malchus, Uchadetanya, like the Gemara makes a Tzushtel, just like we find, I'm a Saper Koimi, Harei Zabi Darchi Amarim. So when someone makes a haircut, like Rashi explains, on the top of his head and he leaves in the back, that Darchi Amarim, and Afal Pekin, Av Tumas Barum, and Atiru, the Saper Koimi, they should carve L'Malchus. So therefore, and the Gemara brings, Shal Rabbi Yisrael B'Gamliel, Atiru, the Saper Koimi, they should carve L'Malchus. Gemara brings that there was a special hetter for Beis Rabbi Gamliel, to be besaper b'chachmas yevonis, they should crave him l'malchus. So the Rivosh in Tshuva Memhei, the Shoyl over there asks him if one is allowed to learn Greek books. Seemingly there was Greek philosophy books that they had then, and he wanted to know if it's mutter to read those books, to learn those books, to learn Greek philosophy. If that's the nichal and the iser that Chazal made to learn chachmas yevonis. So the Rivosh answers that does not seem that that's what the Gemara is referring to over here in chachmas yevonis. Right, he says that this story with the Zaken Echad, there was no big chachma. It was just that the Zaken, and you see on the side of the Gemara, the Girsa of the Marshal, laws lahem b'chachmas yevonis, that he motioned to them b'chachmas yevonis that they shouldn't bring any more tamidim. So he says that the chachmas yevonis was a certain way. It seems that it was a certain way how they spoke. They spoke a certain way that other people with some type of riddles, and they spoke in riddles that other people wouldn't be able to understand. And he brings a Gemara, and Erev and Daphne Gimel has a similar thing, that people spoke, said Lushainis and riddles that only very big Chacham would be able to understand. And he says, that's what it means over here, Chachmas Yevonis. And he brings that Rashi and Menachas, Samach Dal and Menal, after Masach Chachmas Yevonis, says that it's Remizos. And it says, it seems from Rashi, it's not talking at all. Rabbi says it's mashma that he motioned with his hands, like he says the Gemara Chagiga Daf Heyam Beis with the story of Rabbi Shua Ben Hanani and the Kesar, where they made motions and their chachma to understand each motion what it meant. And he says it's not mashma like that. It's mashma over here that it's a sipur, it's a mira, and the Zaken Echad that he said something, and therefore he says that maybe that's what Rashi also means. Rashi doesn't mean maybe when Rashi says Rabbi says he also means either dibur like it's mashma and Rashi by us chachma sivanis. B'nei palotim krevim l'malchus v'saprim ba. They talk in this way. It's a certain way how to talk that other people don't understand. And that's Rashi and Saitadab and Tessam and Alf also says this. So that's what the Rivash says. That is what Chachmas Yevonis is. And Greek philosophy, that's not what the Gemara is discussing here at all. But he does go on to say, and he brings a lot of Makairis, he brings from Goinim, from the Rajba, that it's not, that Pasha, that's not a good, even though that's not what the Chazal is talking about here, but it's not a good thing to learn Greek philosophy, because there's a lot of fear there, and Iker Adas, and he says that even though we find that the Rambam learned philosophy, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Meir Nevuchim, discusses all different the Goyish of philosophy, and he says that the Rambam, we see from the Sefer Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, before he learned any philosophy, he had learned everything called Torah Kula. You see from the Sefer Mishnah Torah, it's before that the Rambam learned new Safra, Sefri, Brises, Teseftas, everything the Rambam knew. And he said, and the Rambam also, he only did it because he saw that the Bnei Doire, they were Shvach and the Amunah, they had problems with Amunah, and therefore the Rambam learned it, wrote the Sefer, learned it, went into the Nyanim and Mayur Nevuchim Gedele to be Mechazik people's Amunah. I ain't sure how he's Mamshech on. He says, therefore, the Rivash says that it's not Kedai to learn the Greek philosophy. But the Shita B'Kubetzes, B'Shem the Me'iri brings, that he learns that that is what Chochmas Yevonis is. He learns that Chochmas Yevonis is Greek philosophy. And so it's good, the Rivash's Raya from Agamar is going to be, it's going to be Shver on the Me'iri. The Sokin Echod that was Boaz Lahem, and that he motioned to them something that had nothing to do with Greek philosophy. Well, how could from this story of Hyrcanus and Estrabilus fighting and the Zakan motion to them that they shouldn't be Makar of the Tamidim, how would that lead to Chazal to go and ask her that you shouldn't learn Chochmas Yevonis? Mitzarachian. But the Meiri goes on, very interesting, that L'chayra, the reason why he's Mamshiklis is because we know that people did learn Greek philosophy. Like the Rivash mentioned, the Rambam learned Greek philosophy. So he says, the Meiri goes on, he says that the same way the Gemara over here says that based on Gamliel, they were matim, they should crave him the Malchus. He says that Gam Chachamim, Shemolu Kresim, the Buster V'Yayin, Chachamim, that they fill their stomachs with Buster and Yayin, which means that they learned Torah, they know Kol HaTorah Kula, HaTorah of the Talmudah, the Seidus Mitzvaseah. He says they're also allowed to learn Greek philosophy, V'Ein Lecha Kravim the Malchus Gadol Mehem. He says, these Talmidei Chachamim, there's nothing more craving the Malchus Gadol Mehem. Shenemar bi Malachim Yemloichu. We know that the Chazal overcall the Talmidei Chachamim Malachim. And he says, just like a person that's carved for regular Malchus is Mutter, who had in Talmidei Chachamim, they're in the craving the Malchus Gadol Mehem. And he explains that the reason for the Hatter is, they lehoshav aleihem, kedei that these Talmidei Chachamim should be able to be meshiv to the Kaifrim, the people that are Kaifer, or lechazik adas, and to be able to be chazik adas, which seems to be the same svara that the Rivash was saying. What was the Rambam's heter? Why did the Rambam go and learn the Greek philosophy? So the Meiri learns that nichol on the heter over here, even though Chazal asked it, but nichol on the heter is also that a Talmud Chacham that's learning Kedei L'Chazik Atas to be Meshiv to Apikayres, nichol is nichol on the heter of Kravim L'Malchus. Now the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara breaks down, we mentioned before, the din, the hamasaper koimi hareza midarche amuri. That someone that gives a haircut, like Rashi explains, he leaves over a blue wrist in the back. So this is called midarche amuri. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Chachamim and Perek Yud Aleph, in the beginning, he says that this din of midarche amuri is isa deraisa. The isser of being misaper koyimi and these type of things to be, he says, anything at making something get, this is isser to be doyimit to the goyim. Person has to be moved off from the goyim. You can't, like, selchu b'chu kaseyim. You can't go in their ways. And therefore, he says, the Rambam is isser deraisa to do any of these things. Then the Rambam and Halacha Gimel brings down our Halacha that someone that carve the Malchus is mutter. He tirulei misaper koyimi and they should carve the Malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah there, and the Rambam asks, how could it be mutter? Where the Rambam is avoided, we're talking about Issa Deraisa. Why would Kravim the Malchus, Bishleim of the Din of Arsugya of Chochmas Yevonis? So Chazal said, Oror, the Chazal made an Issa. So they, for a Tzairich, they matter. Kravim the Malchus is a Tzairich, they matter. But if the Issa being Misapar Kravim is an Issa Deraisa, how could we matter at Nesha Kravim the Malchus? So the Kesef Mishnah gives two Terutzim. His first Terutz is a Inachanami, there's a Heter, that's Deicha Deraisa. He says that since the Heter Kravim the Malchus is Meisha Tzolas Yisrael, the people that are working over there and carve the Malchus and they have to look similar to the Goyim Kedei, to be able to be Matzal Yisrael. There's a heter, be over Isid Eraisa, La Tzolos Yisrael, Verbi Chiddush. There's a heter, Hinuchan Hamid is a heter to be over Isid Eraisa. Then the Kesavishta goes on, he gives a second teretz. He says that Hinuchan Hamid, that the Isir is a Isid Eraisa, like the Rambam says, so Isid Eraisa of Chukaseyam Leisei Leichu. They're not allowed to go in the ways of the Goyim. And the Rambam explains that the side of the Isser is that you should be moved from the Goyim. So he says that the Torah didn't give the exact directions, exactly what to do and what not to do, what's dichal and being doyim to the Goyim or not. And that was Masru l'chazal. You find sometimes that the Torah gave an Isser, and it was Masru l'chazal, it was Masru l'chacham exactly to be kaveh what's the Isser and what's not. And therefore, it says the Kesavishta, once it's Masru l'chazal, so Chazal decided that for regular people, Mesaper Koyimi is an Isser. But for people that are craving the Malchus, then it's going to be mutter. So Chazal have a koyach to be matter the people that are craving the Malchus. Rabbi Chanon in Kovitch Yurim in Ois Tzadi Ches asks that Uchayro, this klal that we have sometimes that there's an Isser in the Torah and the Chum could be mefarish, this means they can be mefarish what the Isser is. But it doesn't mean that they give their Atarim. They can be mefarish that Dichal and the Isser is to be mesaper koymi. That's Dichal v'chukai seyam leisei leichu. But then they can't go ahead and say, oh, but for you it's mutter. That's just coming and being matter Issa deraisa. So we're back to the original question. In the Chalamah, they can be mefarish, they can say, this is Nichlal and Issa, this is not Nichlal and Issa. But how could they decide for one person it's mutter and one person it's Asr? But if you look in the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef also discusses this kasha, it's Simon Kufay and Ches, and he also brings these terutzim that he brings in the Kesef Mishnah, and he adds a little bit to the Kesef Mishnah's teretz, and he says that these people, they'll be mekayim not to be doyim the goyim, but ifan acheres. Which it seems that the Beis Yosef understood that the Torah didn't give an issur to do certain things that are making yourself doyim to the goyim. It's an issur, the issur of the issur of the Torah is not to be doyim to the goyim. That is the issur. Each matzev a matzev, chazal kubi kaveya, that this is enough that you're not being doyim to a goyim. So if someone's craving the malchus and he has a big tzorich to be doyim in a certain way, then so says the Beis Yosef, he can be mekayim not being doyim in a different way. It seems that Rabbi Chanan understood that the Torah was talking about certain things, and Chazal have to be kaveh what those things are. Once those are the things that are nechal on the Isser. Beseis is mashma more than Enechalam, there's no certain things that are nechal on the Isser. Chazal will kaveh how every matzv should look, that he should be moved over at Goyim. And Enechalam, for some people, Mesap Rekhaimi will be nechal on the Isser, and for some people not. There's no Isser on Mesap Rekhaimi. The Isser is that he shouldn't be Urav in Goyim, he shouldn't try to be Medama to the Goyim. And if he's not being Doyim to the Goyim in certain ways, and certain matzavim, Chazal said this is enough that you shouldn't be nechal on the Isser of Chukaseyam Leisei Leichu. The Bach, over there in Simon Kufay Ches, gives another teretz. He says that the whole Isser is only if the reason why you're doing it is because you want to look be doymit to them. The person wants to be doymit to a goyim, he wants to go and he wants to look like a goyim, and he goes and does it, so then there's an Isser to do it. But if a person is doing it for a certain reason, he's craving the malchus, he has a certain tzayrich, and he needs to go and look like goyim kedei to be able to do certain things in the malchus, says, so the reason why he's doing it is not because he wants to be doymit to goyim. And therefore, says the Bach, that's the heter, even though there's an issa derais over here, the issa derais is only when you're trying to be doymit to them, and therefore, if someone's craving the malchus and he has a tzayrich, to be mesaper koymi, so that's not nichol in the issa derais. And the Marik in Sherish Kuf Tzadi Bey says the same terms. Rabbi Chanan over there in Kavod Shurim asked him this, and Im Kaim, what do you need a heter for? Why do you need a heter? The whole Isser is only if you're trying to be medama to them. And if you're not trying to be medama, so it's pasha, any person is mutter. You don't need a special heter for craving the malchus. So Rabbi Chanan says that maybe you needed to have it because it would be Maris Ayin, and people don't know why they're doing it, so they had to make special heter. Everyone that's craving the malchus is mutter. If not, people might not understand why they're doing it. People might think they're doing it medamas. And therefore, Chazal to do it, even though be'etzem, there's no Isser at all. But in Taisvis, in Devar Masl, Heteru, the Saper Kaimi, is before that it was only Isser Derabonon. As Taisvis speaks out, the reason why it's Mutl, Saper Kaimi, is Mitchila Legozo, Krem the Malchus, that they never made the Xero. It's before in Taisvis, the whole Isser of Saper Kaimi is only Isser Derabonon. So Rabbi Chanan is metabel. The chayyur pashas is not like that. The chayyur pashas, the Rambam is right. The pashas should be like the Rambam. But we're discussing over here isur deraisa v'chukay seyam leisei leichu. How could Taisus come along and say mitchilu like gozru it's very move on why Tosfos wants to say it's only Drabbanan, like Rabbi Chanan, like the Kesavish to ask if it's deraisa that they can't be matter someone to be misapar koimi. But the question is why be'emes is not a deraisa. So the Divrei Chaim in Yerudei Siman Lamed learns that Tosfos holds like the Marik and the Bach. Tosfos holds like the Marik and the Bach that the issa deraisa is only when you're trying to be medame. And therefore, for someone to go be misapar koimi when he's not being medame, then midaraisa it's mutter. Because Tosfos holds that there's an issa drabbana. Afal pikein, even though a person is not being medama, afal pikein, there's an issa drabbana to do any of these things that Chazal required. They are nichal in the lav of chukisem leisei lechu. Even though the deraisa, the whole issa is only when you're trying to be medama, but afal pikein, midrabbana, they asked it. And therefore, says the Divrei Chaim, therefore we needed a special heter on the issa drabbana to be mesaper koimi af she'in kavanasi l'dam isagoyim. There's a special heter for koivim l'malchus. And Mela, it's very, very good. Tosfos holds like the Bach and the Marik. And Rabbi Chanan asked in the Bach and the Bach and the Marik that why need a heter? So the answer is that Tosfos had all these problems. So Tosfos learned that midaraisa, you have the heter of the Bach and the Marik. And midrabbanon, afal pikein, they answered it. And on that is a special heter for someone that's craving the malchus on the issa drabbanon to be the saper kaimi, even when you're not trying to be medam. So it comes out to the etzem kasha, how it can be matter. There's three terutzim, two terutzim in the Ketzav Mishnah Beis Yosef, either the first teretz of the Ketzav Mishnah that there's a heter latzos Yisrael, or that even though it's Issa deraisa, but it was mosul chazal could be kaveh when it's usher and when not. Then we have the mahalach of the bach and the marik, that's only usher when you're trying to be medamah to the goyim, when you're not trying to be medamah to the goyim, it's mutter. And Tosfos seems to say it's a drabbanon, and possibly we said that from the Divrei Chaim that maybe Tosfos also is bonny on the heter of the Marik and the Bach. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, the Gemara is going on the Mishnah, that there's an Isser lo yigdal adam as a kelev elam ke kashav shal shalois. You're not allowed to, the person's not allowed to have a kelev, he's not allowed to have a dog unless he keeps it tied up with chains. But there's a heter, Megadol Be'ir HaSvuch L'Svar, a person in a city that's near the border, so there they need Shomer, and they need the dogs to help them watch that the Goyim should have come in from the border. So then there's a heter. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Bavel Ke'ir HaSvuch L'Svar Dami, Bavel is like Ke'ir HaSvuch L'Svar, and therefore will be mutter to be Megadol Kelev. Tirgamo Nardo, the Gemara says that what Nachman was referring to was Nardo. And Rashi explained Divrei Maschil Bavel, Shema Medina Ve'ir Acha Sheba Nikris Nardo. There's a city called Nardo. Ve'oseir Smucha Esfar. That ear was near the border. Vashmina Rav Nachman Dehoyel Ve'yesh Be'bavel Yishuv Kavua Ve'Yisrael Har Be'Mutter L'Gadol Klovim Ve'ir Smucha Esfar Ki Iluhi Me'Aret Yisrael. Rashi says that Nardo was Smucha Esfar. So Rashi explains, so what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? If it's Eir Smuch L'Sfar, we already know that Eir Smuch L'Sfar is mutter. So Rashi explains that it will be half minute to say it's Tafkin Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nachman is coming to be Mil Chadish that sits in Bavel, there's a Yish of Kavua of Yisrael Harbe, therefore there's also a heter of Eir Smuch L'Sfar. The Teres Chaim asks on Rashi that L'Chayra, the Issa to be Megadol Kelev has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. The Issa to be Megadol Kelev is an Issa because the Kelev is Mazik people, it's an Issa. There's an Isser in any place, there's an Isser to be Megadol Kelev. And therefore, when the Brisa says that Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar is Mutter, it's Pashat that it's Mutter all over. It's not Din Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Teres Chaim, that obviously the Rav Nachman can't be coming to say, can't be talking about Nardo if it's a regular Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar. And therefore, the Teres Chaim wants to learn that Nardo was not an Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar. The Gemara just be Mechadish, it sits. Nardo was surrounded by Goyim, there were Goyim nearby. Therefore, Rav Nachman was be Mechadish, it also has the same heter of Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar. But it seems from Rashi that Rashi learned, not like the Teres Chaim, Rashi learned that the whole heter of Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar is dafka heter because of Eretz Yisrael. Since there's a lot of Yidden there, Eretz Yisrael was a place where there's a lot of Yidden, like we've had before in the Ayin Tesam and Beis in the Mishnah, the Gabi Da'alach of Eim Agadav HaBetaka was Issa dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara over there also says that Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Rashi learned up that the whole heter of Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a special chiddush over here that Bavel also has the heter of Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar, even though Bavel is not mamash Eretz Yisrael. But since Bavel also has a yishuv kvua, the Yisrael Harbe also has the heter of Ir HaSmuch L'Sfar. And the Marshal over here in Yamshe Shlema, in Siman Mem Hei, brings down, it says that it seems that the minig in the times of Mashal was that people were megadol klavim, and he's betam on the minig. It's the first Mishnah, you know, it's usher for someone to be megadol klavim. So he brings down a shulta giborim, that the shulta giborim says that since we live in between goyim, so therefore we always have the heter of iras vuchel esvar. Seems like similar to how the Teres Chaim learns the Gemara with Rav Nachman. And this is the heter that the Shulta Giborim brings down, that since we live between Goyim, so we have to always be what? We're always scared that the Goyim might do something to us. So therefore, we have to have Klavim for Shmira, so we have the heter of Iras Muchal Svar. If you look at the Ramah and Simon Tuf Tes Sif Beis, the Ramah brings down this heter, that when Yidorim Bein Akram is a heter to be Begadol Kelev. He says, Dafko, regular Kelev, not a Kelev Ra, but a regular Kelev, the Ramah brings down this heter from the Shulta Giborim. So the Shulta Giborim adds that even though the whole heter of Iras Muchal Svar is only if you tie it up by day, but he says, no, we're even worse than Iras Muchal Svar. We're in a worse situation than Iras Muchal Svar. Melo, we're allowed to have it even by Yoim. So the Marshal's Chaylik, he says that we don't need it. It's not true. We don't need by Yoim dogs. He understands, maybe Belayla we need it for Shmir. By Yoim, it's not necessary to have dogs. And also he says, we don't find such a heter. Even if you need it by day, the Gemara wasn't matter, it was only matter b'layla, but yoyim with his people walking around, and it's dangerous. The Gemara was never matter, even by Iris Muchel Sfar, so mecha tasty to come and be matter b'yoyim. B'yoyim is a much bigger sakana, there's much more people, there's people on the streets. How can we be matter to keep a caliph, even if it's true that we do need a shmir b'yoyim? Mecha tasty, there's a heter to have it b'yoyim. So the Mashal goes, and maybe there's a different heter. He brings from a grace Maimonides, in Parakit Aleph, from Hilchas Ritzeach, Ois Gimel, the Gois Maimonides brings that the whole Isser to have a Kelev is only a Kelev Ra. Only a Kelev Ra, which seems to be a dangerous dog. A regular dog, says the Gois Maimonides, is Mutter. And he brings a Raya, but the Gemara of Edizor, the Afchapeza, and Beis brings that Almona shouldn't raise a dog. Armalos Elisar Bikalbiso. And the Gemara says the reason is Al Chshad, but it's before in the Gemara that a regular person could raise a dog. So it says the Gois Maimonides that the whole Isser is Dafko on a Kelev Ra, not on a regular Kelev. And this is the Das of Yoreim in Mitzvah Reish Yud, and the Tesis Yontif on the Mishnah over here brings that the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch in Simit Tav Tes, where they bring down the Halacha, they now begad al Kelev, both bring it down, they now let it bring a Kelev Ra. The Rambam, when he brings it in, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, the Rambam says it's done, but the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch both bring down the Din, a Kelev Ra. And the Tesis Yontif says it's Beduik in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah's lashon is Yigadol Adam as Ha Kelev, the Kelev. What's the Kelev? Should say Yigadol Adam Kelev. Ha Kelev says the Hey Ayidia says it takes Yontif means a special Kelev, means a Kelev Ra. So the Mashal brings down this heter, and he says that no, he says that the Raya of the Gois Maimonides is not a Raya because maybe the Gemara is talking about a Kelev Kufri, a very small dog, or he says maybe very big dogs also that don't attack people that we use for hunting. But he says a regular dog, even if it's not a Kelev Ra, but as long as it barks at people, so he says it's Nichal the Isser, and even if it's taking out his teeth that he can't do any hezek, but it's Nichal the Isser. Like the Gemara says clearly that there was a Maiser, that there was an Ishabu Beres, and a dog came and barked at her, and she was Mapil, and then the person came and told her, no, it's not a dangerous dog. But you see that what happened was that since it was a Kelev, and it's not clear what every person can be Mavchim, which is a Kelev Ra, not a Kelev Ra. So if it's a small little dog, like a Kelev Kufri, so then he says, everyone sees it, it's not a Kelev Ra, but a regular dog, says the Marashal, a person can't know. And therefore, a person gets scared, or you should get scared, and it could be Mapil. And therefore, it says that the Marashal says that a Yorei Shemayim, even though the Minig was to be Megadol Klavim, he says a Yorei Shemayim should be careful not to be Megadol any Klavim that possibly could even look like a Kelev Ra, and you should not be Semich on the Minig to be Megadol Klavim. And the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah of Ein Parson Nishbil Yoinim. It's usher for someone to put out a trap for Yoinim. And the Gemara asks me, Azikuli, hi, is it true that Yoinim goes so far? The Mishnah says that it's usher to put out traps. Lamed Ris. You have to be far away from the issue of Lamed Ris. Ask the Gemara, do Yoinim fly Lamed Ris? A person that has a Shevach has to keep it away from only 50 Amas away from the city. And that a person not allowed to have a shevach near a city because he's scared that his birds are going to go and eat from other people's fields. So he has to be marking from the ear, chamisha mama. So we see that the birds only fly chamisha mama. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Meshet Shaiti Tuvo. Kisayu b'chamishim amamalyo. The birds can fly very far, and therefore there's a problem of traps, but they only eat 50 amas. Once they go 50 amas, they already had enough to eat, they're not going to eat more than 50 amas. So the Gemara asks, Meshet Shoshim Ritzvah Suloi, V'tani b'yishav afilu mea mil, lo yifrois. That b'yishav, even 100 mil, shouldn't be, you can't not put traps. And so Tosis explains that till the Gemara before, we would have said that b'yishav means where they have what to eat. They can keep a gog mea mil. Mashiach and Aramish is talking about where there's nothing to eat on the way. So then they don't keep a gong. But now that we're saying that they only eat for 50 amis, so ask the Gemara, so in case, you're telling me that they fly nothing to do with eating. So why is there a lacha of afilu mayam mil? How does the Aramisha say shleishim ris? So the Gemara answers, Rav Yisav Amar b'yishav krumim. That is the isser of afilu mayam mil. It's only when there's krumim in between, I date a krumim, the birds go further. And Rabba Amar b'yishav sheifchim, if there's other sheifchim on the way where the birds can stop off, then they keep a gong, and they can keep a gong afilu mayam mil, as long as there's sheifchim on the way. So that asks the Gemara of a tapik lay, Bishop Sheikh Gufail. So MK, what are you telling me? I have to be barchik from them, afilu mea mil. You're telling me anyhow there has to be Sheikhim on the way, so we should have to push to be barchik out those Sheikhim. So the Gemara on that gives three terutzim. Ibai Seba the Oivik Echavim, Ibai Seba the Hefker, Ibai Seba the Didei. That either those Sheikhim belong to Goyim, and therefore you're not Mechayiv to be barchik, or it's those Sheikhim a Hefker, or it's his own Sheikhim, and therefore he doesn't have to be barchik. So the Rishayim over here ask that what the Isra of Ein Parsa Nishmal Yayinim L'chayra is, because other people's Yayinim are going to go into your traps and you're going to be stealing other people's Yayinim. So ask the Rishayim over here, what does it mean, b'da Oivik Echavim? What's the Gemara's answer that the reason why we don't have to be Marchik Mishum Shayvichum Gefayah is because talking about Oivik Echavim, L'chayra that we pass in Gesel Akum is Aser. So L'chayra, what does it help that it's Oivik Echavim? So the Shita B'kubetis over here brings from Rabbeinu Yishaya that the emes stealing yoinim from other people is not usur me'ikar adin. It's only usur b'shem darki shalom. And therefore, since it's only usur b'shem darki shalom, so by goyim we don't have the isur. And the Rajman in Baba Basra, the same Gemara that we have over here is in Baba Basra of Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, also says this teretz that the whole isur to steal yoinim is only b'shem darki shalom. And therefore, by goyim, it's mutter. So it seems from them that you could go be a daim, a person's allowed to go into a goyim's shoivach and take the yoinim. That's how it would seem from the Rajbo and the Shita B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishai. But the Ritva over there in Baba Basra, Nafchav Gimel Bar Aleph, adds that not stam that there's a heter of Darkei Shalom, he says, because since Inulei Kapti, the Goyim themselves aren't makbid on this to put out traps. Since the Goyim themselves aren't makbid, and the whole Isser Gezel is only Mishon Darkei Shalom, so therefore it's not us. And so the Ritva is before that, of course, to go in and be over to go steal Yoinim, which that the Goyim also makbid, he can't go into other people's Rishuyas and steal their Yoinim. So that would be Aser. But over here, just to spread out traps, that the Goyim aren't makbid on, so therefore, says the Ritva, therefore, since the whole Issach Zeil is Darkei Shalom, so therefore this would be Mutter. And maybe that's the Kavana of the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yishaya also. And the Ritva adds, and the Ritva also adds, that when the Gemara goes on, the Ibai Seima the Hefker, the Gemara's not giving another option. He explains that the Gemara means to say, Ibai Seima, if you're going to tell me that's not true, the Gemara is being mistopic. And maybe it's not true. Maybe by Akum it's also to be part of Nishbal Yoinim. Since Seif, there's a Gesel Akum going on here, it's also. Therefore, says the Gemara another Teretz that if you're going to tell me it's also, I have another Teretz. It could be it's Behefker of a Didi Day. It's Mashin the Ritva that the Gemara wasn't Machlet Be'emes and it's Mutter by Goyim. Could be it's Be'emes Aser. The Gemara is saying it as a Teretz. The Gemara says it. Maybe if you can tell me not like that, I'll tell you a different Teretz. So Chayr Lefid Ritva could be Halacha Maisa. Maybe it's also to be part of Nishbal near Yoinim. Not like the Shita B'Shem Nerama. The Shita B'Shem Nerama brings down from Agamara Makar that you allowed to put Nishbin near Sheivchem of Akum. If the Ritva could be that the Gemara is not machlat that be'emes, it could be it's a suffix, and therefore maybe it will be Aser. But the Marshal says a little different teretz than the Rishayin. The Marshal over here in Eisman Vav says that over here it's not mamish gezel. He says the birds fly, and birds come to your traps, and they come by themselves. He says it's like Aveda. He says it's more similar to Aveda's Akum. The birds are lost from the game. They fly away, and they come because of your birds. They end up coming to these traps, and therefore says the Marshal, it's like a Avedis Akum doesn't have a din of Gezel Akum, and therefore the Gemara holds that it's mutter to spread traps near the Goyim's Shayfchem.
We now begin Bezer Hashem Perek Achivel, and the first question we'll discuss is how the Mishnah says how to evaluate Nezek. Rain Oisay Kilu whoever Nimgar Beshuk Kamahal Yoyafe VeKamahu Yoyafe, and the question is, what exactly does it mean that you evaluate him as an Eved? Does this mean an Eved Ivri, or does it mean an Eved Kanani? So Rashi over here, the first Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Bekam hu yofa sherehi zikoi v'hefsidoi moment zeh." By being mazikim, you caused him this hefsid. Shem hayi nitzrachay meicher atzmei be'evin ivri. If he would have to, he'd be able to sell himself as an evin ivri. Now that he's missing his hand, his value as an evin ivri goes down. Now most achrenim understand the Rashi means to say kipshutai, the way you evaluate him is how much he would be sold as an evin ivri. Now that his hand is missing, his value as an evin ivri goes down. Now the Rashi over here in the beginning of the parak, he says clearly not like this. He says rayin oisik ilu hu evin kenani nimka b'shuk shu nimka lo'ilam. The way you evaluate this person as how much he would be sold as an Eved, it means if he was a guy, how much he would be able to be sold as an Eved Kenani who sold forever. Aval Eved Ivri, ein lo yishuma limach l'aylam. An Eved Ivri cannot be sold forever. An Eved Ivri can only sell himself for 6 years, therefore how would he be able to evaluate how much this person went down as an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri can only sell himself for 6 years. And this Nechbal, he lost his hand forever. So Akarach, it has to be that we evaluate him as an Eved Kenani, not an Eved Ivri. And the Rosh then continues and he says that an Eved Ivri is only sold for 6 years, and after he can sell himself again for another 6 years. And therefore, we would have to make an evaluation how many times he'll be able to sell himself. We have to divide his remaining years into sets of six, see that how many times he'll be able to sell himself as an Eved Ivri for the rest of his life. That's how we'd have to make the evaluation. Now, the Pelpulei Charifta on the bottom of the Rosh, and Reb Kreger as well, they explain that what the Rosh means to ask is like this. Now, on the side that you would have to evaluate him as an Eved Ivri, you would have to make an evaluation all the times he can sell himself for the rest of his life as an Eved Ivri, each time for 6 years, and that would come at a loss for the Mazik. The Pelpulei Charifta explains that if you sell something in different parts, it always ends up costing more than if you sell the whole thing. Therefore, in this case as well, if you were to sell an Eved La'ilam, that would be one price. If you were to sell him for 6 years, and then again sell him for 6 years, for the rest of his life, keep on selling him for 6 years, the price of the Eved would come out much more. Therefore, the Rosh means to ask that in order for it to be a fair evaluation, you would have to see how much it would cost to sell him one time, la'ilam, amechir, la'ilam, how much he would be sold as an Eved. That would be the proper evaluation to know the hezek for the hand which he lost. Therefore, the only way to evaluate him would be as an Eved Kenani, not as an Eved Ivri. Now, the Rosh does not bring Rashi, however, the Pelpulei Charifta and Reb Kveger, they both do bring Rashi, and they understand that the Rosh was coming lafukei Rashi. They say that as a machlokes rishonim between Rashi and the Rosh, whether you value him as an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani, and they understand, but that's Rashi, that Rashi really means to say that you evaluate him not just being sold one time as an Eved Ivri, but how many times he'll be able to be sold the rest of his life as an Eved Ivri, that'll be the price, that'll be the nezek that the Mazik will have to pay to the Nechbal. In the Chedusha Entre Shem as well, in the back, on the Rif, in Reis Aleph, he also says like this, but that's Rashi. Rashi does not mean to say that you just evaluate how much he could sell himself one time as an Eved Ivri. Rather, if he would continuously sell himself as an Eved Ivri for the rest of his life, how much he would go down now that he's missing the hand. Now, the Sma also understands like this with Das Rashi. The Sma is on Choshim Rishpot, Simon Tav Chof, Sifkot and Tezayin. However, there he's Mashma, he understood a little bit differently, and it's not that we'll make an evaluation up front how many times we assume he'll be able to sell himself as an Eved in the future, based on his age and his health, for how many more years people would be willing to buy him as an Eved. As the Sma's Mashba, that according to Rashi, what we would do is, we would make a Shuma now, how much he can sell himself as an Eved Ivri for the next 6 years. Then after 6 years, we have to make a second Shuma, once again, how much can he be sold now for 6 years as an Eved Ivri? And again, we would see the difference, how much he would have been able to be sold if he would have had the hand, and how much he can be sold for now he does not have the hand. We would have to do this every 6 years, make another Shuma, and be Mechai of the Chayva for the difference in value now that he does not have his hand. This would seem to be Mechudish. Pashas, you would say that at the time of the Hezek, that's when you make the full evaluation, how much the Chayvel has to pay. According to this understanding with Das Rashi, for the rest of his life, we continuously have to make Shumas every 6 years to see how much the person's Nezek really was. So again, most Achrenim understand that Rashi is arguing in the Rosh. Rashi means Kepute, that we evaluate him, how much he can be sold as an Eved Ivri, not an Eved Kenani. As we're explaining, the Rosh himself is Mashma, that if you go like that side, then it wouldn't be one time, rather it would be continuously how much he could be sold as an Eved Ivri. And within the sheet that we have two tzadim, two possible ways how to make the evaluation. One way we said, which is the pashtus, that upfront we would evaluate how many times we think he can be sold in the future as an Eved, and based on that we would set the price of the tashlumei nezek immediately at the time of the hezek. Or the other side, which we said is mashra from the sma, that according to this pshat and Rashi, we would have to wait and every 6 years make another evaluation. According to that, the tashlumei nezek of the chayvel will be made in installations every 6 years. Now, according to this Mahalach, the way the Achrenim understanding with Das Rashi, it would seem that we could explain the Machlekes Rashi and the Rosh that is based on a fundamental shaila, how to understand the Tashlumi Nezik over here. The Rosh explains that it's totally how much he could be sold as an Eved Kenani. According to the Rosh, it would seem that it's not totally in the fact that Lemaisa he can sell himself as an Eved, because if he would sell himself as an Eved, it wouldn't be an Eved Kenani, it would be an Eved Ivri. Rather, this is a way of evaluating the Nezik, how much we consider the person to have gone down in value. If theoretically he would have been a guy and he would have been able to sell himself lo'ilom, how much his value would have gone down? Now, Shenkin, according to Rashi, it would seem that the Shlumay Nezik is based on a more practical Hezik. The Lashna Rashi is mashed that since if he want to, he can go ahead and sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and now that his value has gone down, he'll be able to sell himself for less. That's the Hezik which was caused to him. It would seem that from Rashi it has to be that Lamaisa, he has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, even if Lamaisa doesn't have such plans to sell himself as an Eved. But Lamaisa, he always does have that option, and therefore it is considered a hezek now that his value went down, and he can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri for a lower price. However, as we'll see, there are a number of rayas that prove not like this, that even according to Rashi, it's not the pshat, that the hezek is a practical loss, which is based on the actual ability to sell himself as an Eved. Firstly, the din is that an Isha, once she's a Gedoyla, cannot be sold as an Omba. A Ketana, the din is the father has the right to sell his daughter as an Omba Ivri, Omba Ivriya. Once she's a gedolah, she cannot be sold, and if so, how would ever be a din of chavala, duchi of nezek, for someone who's chayvel and an isha, if lemaisa practically she's not able to sell herself as an omer ivriya? Furthermore, another ray is that the whole din of eved ivri is only noig bizman shel yovel noig. When you don't have rov klal yisrael in eretz yisrael, and yovel is not noig, there is no din that a person can sell himself as an eved, therefore the dinei chavala also would not be able to apply according to this. If the whole din is totally and practically being able to sell himself as an eved, it wouldn't apply bizman she'ein yovel noig. Another raya is from that which the din is that a ger cannot sell himself as an eved. We learn this from the pasuk which says v'shavel mishpachtei, since he doesn't have a mishpacha, he cannot be sold b'chlal as an eved. And we don't find anywhere the din that if one is chayvel in a ger, that he's potter from paying d'mei nezik. From all these rayas, we see clearly that even Rashi would have to be maskim that when we talk about din nezik because a person can be sold as an eved, it doesn't mean because practically they can be sold as an eved. Rather, even if for a technical reason the person is not able to sell himself as an eved, still the way to evaluate how much the loss is for a person losing their hand, the nezik is totally if they would theoretically be sold as an eved, how much their value would have gone down. The problem, however, is that the lashon of Rashi is not mashma like this. The lashon of Rashi is strongly mashma that is totally and practically being able to sell himself as an eved. Rashi says she'ari hezikoy v'hefsidei mamon zeh. He was mazikim and he caused him this loss. If you would have to, Rashi's mashma, this itself is the hefsid. If you would have to, he would be able to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and now his value as an Eved Ivri went down. That itself is the hezek. Now there is another mahalach in Rashi. It is not like most achrayim which we mentioned. And that is from the Yamsha Shlema. At the beginning of the parak over here in Siman Aleph, he asks one of the kashas that we mentioned. He says, an Isha Gedolah cannot sell herself as an Oma. If so, if one is chayvav an Isha Gedolah, why should there be a chiv nezik according to Rashi? And because of this kasha, he says that Rashi really never meant to say that we actually evaluate the Nechba as an Eved Ivri, as Rashi is really masking to the Rosh that we evaluate him as an Eved Kenani. And what Rashi means to say is something else. Rashi is saying, why Bechlal is there a chiv of nezik over here? First we understand if a person is masik, a possession which belongs to someone, so he caused the person a monetary hefsid, you have to pay for that hezik. Now Shenkin over here, when you cause a hefsid to the person's own goof, that's not like an object which goes down in value. Even though he may have caused the person a lot of hardship, he has to go through life without a hand, but that would not be reason to say that he's mechuyev nezek. That's not considered a monetary loss. Rashi explains it is considered a monetary loss. The reason why there's nezek over here is because a person loses ability to generate income. That's what Rashi's saying over here. What's the hezek? What's the hefsid that's being caused? And then Rashi says if he wanted to, he always has the option to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Now that he's missing his hand, he doesn't have the ability to bring in as much money for selling himself as an Eved Ivri. And Yamsha Shlema explains that Rashi doesn't really mean to say how you evaluate him. Rather, surely Rashi is masking him like the Rosh. The way you evaluate him is how much he can be sold as an Eved Kenani. And therefore he says that even an Isha, even though she cannot sell herself as a Shivcha, but she can hire herself out to work for someone else and that way generate money. Now that she's missing a hand, she won't be able to bring in the same income. So when Rashi says that one can sell himself as an Eved Ivri, Rashi is just using an example how a person can make money by going and working, and now that he's missing a hand, he won't be able to make that same money. It's lav dafka to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Any way a person could go and work and bring in money, now that they cannot bring in as much as they could before, that's all included in Nezek. This is how the Yamsha Shlema learns Rashi. Rashi is just telling us why there's a hefsid over here, How the mice you evaluate the person that Rashi's masking to the Rosh that he's evaluated as a Nebuchadnezzar. The truth is that Rosh himself is a Bedouk like this. He doesn't bring Rashi, but Derek Lalfi, he's arguing on Rashi, he brings the Rashi. And if we take a look in the Shita Mekubetzes over here, we see a very strong mashmais to this as well. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes from Shem Rabbi Yenison. He's explaining, what does the Mishnah mean? Rein Isaac ilu evan nimka b'shuk. He explains it means Rein Isaac evan nachri shu nimka b'shuk. If a guy will be sold as an evan, so his value goes down, that he's missing a hand. And he goes on and explains, it's totally what type of umnis this nechbal has. If he was a type of craftsman who was able to do expensive work, now he's missing his hand, he's not able to do that. So obviously his price, how much he could have been sold as an evan kanani, went down a lot now that he's missing his hand. That's all included in Nezek. And he explains, Sharehi zikoy. This is the exact lashon of Rashi, and he's explaining why is it that this is the price of the Nezek, because if he wanted to, he could have sold himself as an Eved Ivri. Therefore, the loss of his hand is considered a Hefsid Mamin. So even though in the beginning he says clearly that the way you evaluate him is like an Eved Kanani, but still he gives the Hesbar of Rashi, and if he wanted to, he could have sold himself as an Eved Ivri. That's why the loss of his hand is considered a monetary loss, and that's why he goes into the Tashlumen of Nezek. This Shita Mekubetzes is clearly learning al derech the way the Amshir Shlomo wanted to explain Bidas Rashi. Now, I'll just mention an interesting nafkamina which will l'chay would come out according to this understanding of the Amshir Shlomo in Rashi. And that is, as we mentioned before, if the Nechbal has a specific skill which he can no longer use now that his hand is missing, so obviously his Nezek is more, that all goes into the Shuma of the Nezek. And the Shah will be, what would happen if we have a case where the Nechbal has a unique skill which would allow him to make a lot of money? However, that skill requires him to do degrading type of work. Now we know the din is that an Odin is not allowed to give his Eved, an Eved Ivri, to do Avoida Bazuya. The Ram paskins like this in Perek Alpha, Chazavada Molochazayin. An Odin cannot treat his Eved Ivri the way he would treat his Eved Kanani. He can't give him to do anything which is belittling. Therefore, if we have a case, this may require a bit of imagination. If we have a case where a person has a unique skill which can bring in a lot of money, but still be considered Avoida Bazuya, so if we don't understand Rashi the way the other Achlanim wanted to learn, that Nezek is based on the fact that a person practically can sell himself as an Eved Ivri, so then in this case, where his unique skill would not be a factor in his price as an Eved Ivri, since an Odin who buys him anyways cannot make him do that type of work. Therefore, when you evaluate the Nezek for this person, you would not include the loss of this skill now that he's missing a hand. By shaking if you learn like the Yamshah Shlema, Rashi doesn't mean Bedafka, a person selling himself as an Eved Ivri. Rashi is just using this as an example. Why is it that it's considered a monetary loss when a person loses his limb? But there are other options as well. Even without selling himself as an Eved, he can hire himself out to work, and that would include the ability to use this skill, which he lost now that he's missing his hand. If so, surely in this case as well, when the skill which he had is something which is degrading, nevertheless it would be included in the Shuma, in the valuation of how much his Nezek is. Now I'll discuss another point which the Rosh discusses over here. After he explains why you evaluate the Nechbal as an Eved Kanani and not an Eved Ivri, he then says, v'shuma zu l'hakel, the reason b'chlau we make a shuma on the nechbal as an eved, as opposed to evaluating how much the hand itself is worth, so the Rosh says, k'daminan l'el b'reish perik apara. He quotes the Gemara daf from Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about a case where a shar was negeich a para, which was pregnant, and caused the para to miscarry, so the Baal HaShar has to pay for the vlodos. And the Gemara discusses how do you evaluate the vlodos. The Gemara says, you don't make a separate evaluation how much a person would pay for the vlodos. Rather, you evaluate how much a parah is worth with vladis and how much it's worth without vladis. And the Gemara says, "Shamin levlad agav parah shem iyatoy merkein nimtzat a machish as a mazik." If you don't do this, rather you make a separate evaluation on the vladis. That's going to cause more of a hefset to the mazik. And the Gemara continues, "V'chein atam mitze bekoteya yad avdei shochaveroi." The same concept we find if a person cuts off the hand of his friend, he doesn't pay for the hand itself. Rather, we evaluate the whole eved. How much the Eved is worth with a hand, and how much an Eved is worth without a hand. Whereas we find this thing by a Sada. That's referring to a Gemara daf on Chesam Ad Beis, which is Mavur, that we dash in from the Pasuk, Ubir b'stei acher, milamash hasham l'agav stei acher. If a shark eats one aruga, one row of a field, we don't evaluate how much that row itself is worth, rather we evaluate agav the field, how much the field is worth with that row of peiros, and how much it's worth now that it's missing that row of peiros. And one understands that's the same din, which we're saying over here, by Kotei Yad Avdei Shochaveroi. We don't evaluate how much the hand is worth, rather we evaluate how much the Eved is worth with the hand, and how much the Eved is worth now that he's missing a hand. Now the Rosh over here explains, how else would you make the evaluation in this case of Kotei Yad Avdei Shochaveroi? So he says, "Ein shom na yad b'fnei atmai loymer kama adam roitzel liter l'ktoya yad eved kaze." If a person really would own such an eved, how much would he be willing to take to allow us to sever the hand of the eved? Ned Rosh says would come out much more. Vade haroya avdei sholim in kateh yodoy elo b'dam merubim. If a person would already own a complete healthy eved, he would not allow us to sever the hand of the eved unless we pay him dam merubim. And the reason why we don't make the shumah that way, the Rosh's understanding, is based on this drush of the pasuk, ubir b'steyachel, the same way we say by a field, we don't evaluate the row itself, rather we evaluate the whole field. So too, when we make the shumah on the eved, this is how we do it, we evaluate the whole eved, not just the hand of the eved. And the Rosh seems to understand the same is true by a chayav b'chaveri as well. Not only by an eved, by a ben chayrin as well, if one is chayav b'chaveri, the reason why we don't evaluate the hand, rather the whole person, how much he can be sold as an eved, it's also based on this drush of ubir b'steyachel. We don't evaluate the hand itself, rather we evaluate the whole person. Now the Shita B'Kubetz over here, he brings B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, who also explains what is the Mishnah telling us. How would we have thought to evaluate the Nezek if the Mishnah would not have told us that we evaluate how much he could be sold as an Eved? And he says, the Mishnah is telling us, "Ein aim din oisei kamhu nifchas eitzel atzmai." We don't evaluate how much his hand is worth in his own eyes. And he explains, "Shaloi ha'yaroitze b'zeh ha'chasern be'elef oi ba'alofim zehuvim." A person will not be willing to lose his hand even for Elif or Allah from Zuvim. For all the money in the world, a person will not be masking to lose his hand. And if that's not the proper way to evaluate how much the Nezek is, rather, as the Mishnah tells us, the way we evaluate it is by how much he could be sold as an Eved B'Shuk. Now the truth is, even though the Rosh also had it sad to say that we should evaluate the hand itself, not Agav the whole person, but still it's not Mukhah that the Rosh had a half minute to say, like Rabbeinu Yonason, that we should evaluate how much the person would be willing to lose his own hand. Because as we explained earlier, the fact that a person has difficulty living without a hand, that definitely is a tremendous loss, but that is not included in Nezek. As we explained, Nezek is the fact that he lost money, he no longer has the ability to generate income by working with his hand. And therefore, it could be it was partial to the Rosh, that way you don't count. And the Rosh has had a time to say that we evaluate the hand itself, not Agav the whole person. And the way that we would do that is if a person already would be an Eved, how much would the Odin be willing to lose the hand of this Eved? That would be the correct way to evaluate this Nezek, and that the Rosh says would come out much more. Once a person already owns an Eved, he's not willing to give up the hand of the Eved so fast. And that the Rosh says that we learn from the Pasuk Obir B'Steyacher, that that's not the way we do the evaluation. Rather, we evaluate the whole person, how much he would be sold as an Eved with the hand, and how much he could be sold for as an Eved now that he's missing his hand. This is how the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonason, they learn that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't make an evaluation on the hand itself, rather we evaluate the whole person. Now this that the Rosh is explaining, the Amish is based on the din of Ubir B'Steyacher. The truth is this is not so poshut, and the Rishash points this out on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Alef. That Gemara which we mentioned before, the Gemara there says, "V'chein atam moysa b'kotei yad avdei shel chaveroi," that you don't evaluate the hand itself, rather you evaluate the whole Eved. And the Rishash there asks the Kasha, why is it so poshut that this din which is learned out of the Pasuk of Ubir B'Steyacher, which is talking about Momen HaMazik, why is it poshut that that din also applies by Adma HaMazik, by Achevo B'Chaveroi? And he quotes the Gemara in Afton Chesu Medbeiz. The Gemara over there talks about a case who gathered the cuts kashpa michavri. He cut down the decal of his friend. The Gemara over there is before you don't evaluate the decal itself, rather you evaluate the whole field. How much it's worth with the decal and how much it's worth now that it does not have the decal over there. And the Gemara over there brings that Rava asked, "Im omru b'niski mamaynoy, yomru b'niski gufoy," just because this din applies by niski mamin, the din of ubir b'steyacher. Is that pasha that also applies by niski aguf, by odom hamazik? The Gemara in the Maskana does come out that the din does apply even by Nuske Gufay. However, the Rosh Hashanah asks, "Where is the Pshat? Where is the Makar to say this?" And surely he says, in the case of Chayvu B'Chaveroi, where he injures his friend, not like that case over there, which is Mazik Adekel, surely by Chayvu B'Chaveroi, where it's Chamish Advarim, that's definitely more Chomer than Mamoyni HaMazik. Therefore, how do we know that in the case of Daf Mem Zayin, where it's Keteg Yad Avdei Shel Chaveroi, there the Chayvu is Mechayv B'Chamish Advarim, how do we know that even over there we evaluate the whole Eved and not just the hand? And the same kasha would apply in our Mishnah as well. Why is it that we evaluate the whole person, how much they can be sold as an Eved with a hand, and how much without a hand? The Rosh says this is based on the din of Ubir B'Steyacher. Why is it so partial that this din applies even by Chayv B'Chaveroi? So the Maestro Rosh says, Al-Karach, you have to say that this is included in the Gzeir Shava, on the, which the Gemara makes in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Tachas Nasina Yishal and Kesef, we compare Al-Mazikim to each other. The Rishash says, even though Taisus says in Davav and Medbeis, in Dibur Maskel, Shorei Eyu, this Gzeir Shav is specifically for the din of Meitav. Like with other dinim, we do not compare all the Mazikin. Still, the Rishash explains why this din would be included in the Gzeir Shava. We can learn that all Mazikim have this din of Obir B'Steyacher. And we don't make the Shuma exactly on the Davar Nizik itself, rather on the greater picture. And as we'll see, B'Hamshach, there is another reason why this Rosh is not so Pashid. The Arush Rosh says that the Din of Bir B'Secher applies by Chayv B'Chaveri as well. We'll see that this is a Chiddush based on the fact that a number of Achayim are Miyasid. They say important Yisrael over here, that the whole Chiv of Chayv B'Chaveri is fundamentally different than other types of Mazikin. Now this Yisrael is based on the Limud of the Gemara. Gemara over here, Naf Pei Gimel Amud Beis and Naf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara is Marech to explain what is the Makar to say that the Pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal. Rather, it really means a chiyuv amamin. And the first place of here brings the Makar. It says, Mak Adam Mak Abahima, Ma Mak Abahima Litashlumin, Af Mak Adam Litashlumin. And then the Baisa continues, Yim Naf Shachloima, Hare Yawimer, the Sichu Kaifer, the Nefesh Ritzech, Asher Hu Rosh Olomus, the Nefesh Ritzech, Yetalekeh Kaifer, Aval Talekeh Kaifer, the Rosh Eivorim Shainim Chazrim. The Gemara explains why you need the second part, the Im Naf Shachloima, the Sichu Kaifer, the Nefesh Ritzech. What's wrong with the first Rosh of Mak Adam Mak Abahima? But upon him, the Gemara says, you need the second half. And the Joshua is that for Reseach, who's Mukhiyev Misa, he cannot be paid himself by paying money instead. Hashem, what is Mukhiyev for being Chayv B'Chaveroi, that even though the Pasuk says Ayin Tachas Ayin, but he could be paid, he could pay instead of the Ayin, he could pay Kaifer, he could pay Momin instead. Now we have to understand, if this is the Joshua, this is the Makar, that he's Mukhiyev Momin instead of Ayin Tachas Ayin, what exactly is the site of this Chayv? We found a similar concept of Kaifer. And once Shamud kills for the fourth time, so the din is the Bailam is Mukhiyev Kaifer. The Pasuk says, Ashay Yisak of the Gambal of Yumos, Be'etzim, the Bailam has a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Pasuk continues, Im Kaifer Yushas Salov, he could pay Kaifer instead of that Chiv. Over there, we hold the Mice, the Kufr Kapara, the Baal Shah is not paying for the Hefsid Momin which was caused. Rather, it's a Pidyon for the Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim which he has on him. The Mordaf Mem says, whether you hold the Mei Mazik or whether you hold the Mei Nizik, either way, you can hold Kufr Kapara, and the child is that the pshat over here as well? B'chayv b'chaveri, where he pays for the yad of his friend, which he cut off. So the pashas would have been that the chiv nezik is for the hefsid which he caused his friend. However, if the joshua is from here, from this pasuk, like Sichu Kaifer, which tells us, at the lekeach kaifer the rosh ha'ivarim, the chayv really deserves to lose his own hand. However, he could be paid his hand by paying for it. And the fact that he's paying for the value of the hand of the nechbal, and not for the value of his own hand, that's not a raya, as we saw, the Gemara Daf Mem. Even if you hold Kaifer as the Magnizik, you could still hold the Kufr Kapara, so it could be that's the Pshat over here as well. And the truth is, there is a Mount Amar later on in Daf Peidal Ramad Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amar, the Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who says, for the Chiv of Chayv of B'chaveri, where it says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Ein Shom Noisa B'Nizik El B'Mazik. Chiv Nezik is not telling the value of the hand of the Nechbal, as in the value hand of the Chayvel, as Tosef there explains in Dira Mazik El B'Demazik, that since the Pasuk calls this a Kaifer, which is referring to this drasha, Aval Talikeach Kaifer the Rosh Yivarim. Therefore, just like by Kaifer, there is a sheet that holds that you pay the Mei Mazik. Rabbi Lazar holds that by Chayv B'Chaveri also you'll pay the Mei Mazik. Now, come on, according to the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, surely this is the pshat. The Chiv Nezik of Chayv B'Chaveri is different than other types of Nezik, where you're paying for the Hefsid which you caused. Here he's not paying for the Hefsid, rather he's paying for his own hand, which Betzim should have been Mechayv to give up his own hand. And Torah says he pays money instead, that's a Kaifer, to redeem his own hand. Now, a number of Rechaim actually say this Yisayid, they're saying it even according to the sheet of the Tanah of Aram Mishnah, which holds not like Rabbi Lazar, rather for the Chiv Nezek, you do pay the value of the hand of the Nechbal, not the Chayvel. Still, they say this Yisayid, that the Chiv of Chayvel is different than other types of Mazikim, you're not paying for the Hefsid which is caused, and they bring as a Makar to this the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chayvel, Mazik, Halacha Gimel, he says like this, Zesh Nemar B'Teir, Kasher Yidin Mum Ba'odom, Ken Yinosin Boi, when the Torah says Kenyan Nasin Boy, it doesn't mean literal. Rather, what it means to say is that it's Roy, he deserves to have done to him that which he did to his friend. And the Rambam continues and he says, Lofikach Mashalim Miske, therefore he pays Nezek instead. And he says, Arei Oimer Lesichu Kaifer Nefesh Ritzeach, Lartzeach Bavad Hushein Kaifer, Aval Chisarn Ivarim Ilchavolos Yesh Kaifer. So the Rambam is bringing the Makar to this din, the Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal, from that which the Gemara says, Lechisarn Kaifer Nefesh Ritzeach, this Joshua, that Lechisarn Ivarim, there is Kaifer. And the Rambam says more than that, he says when the Pasuk says, Kenyan Nasin Boy, it means that he really deserves to lose his hand, and instead of that he pays Mamin. The Rambam's Mashmer, this is the Yisayin Hachiv, it's a Chiv of paying for the hand, instead of losing his hand, he pays money instead, he's not really paying for the Hefsid that he caused to the Nechbal. The Iker Yisrael is brought in the Chedush of Chaim HaLevi in Hochas Tain V'Nitin. He explains over there that the Chiv of Nezek by Chamisha Dvarim is just like Tzara and Beishas, that you aren't paying for the Hefsid which you caused, By his side, there is no monetary loss, even though he had pain, he didn't lose any money, and the payment that you're giving him is because it's exerts the cost they have to pay for the tzar. And Boishe says as well, you're not paying to be memala any chisar and mamin of his. And he says even the chiv of shevis is like that as well, because the time off of work is not considered a hefsid, rather it's menias revach, you prevented him from making money by working. That's something which is only a groma, and really you should not be mechiv midinei nezek, rather it's exerts the cost you have to pay for that. And Reb Chaim says, so too the chiv of nezek itself by chamisha dvarim, you're also not paying for the hefsid mamin which you caused him, rather it's exerts the cost of. And even though the amount of the nezik which you're paying is the amount that he went down, how much he could be sold as an eved, still it's not the pshat that that's the yisoid achiv. The mechayiv is not because he went down in value, but it's exerts the cost of that you have to pay, even though the Torah sets that as the amount of the payment, the amount that he could be sold as an eved. Reb Chaim over there is coming to an answer, Akasha, we know the klal is einish ban al karkois. If there's a tviyah, if one person makes a claim on his friend that he owes him karka, so even if it's a type of case where b'derech klal there would be a chiv shua deraisa, like a moed of a mixas or a nechod, still, since the din Torah is over karka, so the klal is einish ban ala karkois. And the question is, what about if there's a tviya for a chavola? We know that for certain dinim, Adam is hukish to karka. Therefore, if there would be a din Torah, whether a person owes money for being chayv b'chaveri, the chayr also we would apply this rule that there cannot be a chiv shua deraisa, just like by karka. However, Reb Chaim explains that it's different, and he explains because since the chiv of chayv b'chaveri is not for the hefsid that he caused to a person. A person is not an object, it's not that he went down in value, and that the chayv has to pay for the monetary loss which he caused. It's exerts the cost of that a chayv has to pay for chamisha dvarim, which include nezek. Therefore, even though by karka we say that einish ban al karkois, that's because by karka the actual din Torah is over the karka. He says, you caused me a hefsid, or you have my karka. The shru is on the karka itself. Ashenke by chayv b'chaveri, even though what initiated this chiv mamin is the damage done to the person, but they're not arguing about a hefsid, about replacing a loss in value in the person. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, here there can be a chi of shvua, we won't apply the rule of einish ban al karkois to the din of chayv b'chaveri. This yisayit is discussed further by Shmuel Rozovsky in his Chedushim about Bekama, Simon Daud, Ois Gimel, as well as in Shir Reb Shmuel and Gittin Daf Yed Beis Vim Beis, Ois Reish Lamed Beis. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky also is marich about this in the Chazay Necheskel about Bekama Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud. They explain that this Ramam, which is mavur, that the chiv of chayv b'chaveri is begeder kaifer, Ram is the shitasa who holds ein damim leben chayrin. The referring to that which the Ram paskins in Perek Yud Hilchas Niske Momin, Halach Yad Gimel, the din is that if a shar muad kills a person, so this the Baam is mechayv to pay kaifer. If the shar is a tam, the Baam is pader from kaifer. We also find a similar din that if a shar muad kills an eved, an eved kanani, the baal shar has to pay shleishim shkolim to the adain. If the shar is a tam, you're pader from shleishim shkolim. And the Ram is mechash over there in Halacha Yud Dalid, even though the gzeiras hakosav of shleishim shkolim is only by a muad, not by a tam, still the Ram says, yiroyali, it would appear to me that if a tam kills an eved, so even though you don't have to pay shleishim shkolim, still you have to pay the half of the value of the eved. He says, this is no different than if the shar would kill a different shar, by a shar tam you have to pay chatzi nezek, so too, if the shar kills an eved, even though there's no din of shleishim shkolim, you don't have to pay half of shleishim shkolim either by a shar tam, but still you evaluate the dam of the eved, and the Baal Shar has to pay half of the damim to the Adin. And Mashenkin Halacha Yad Gimel, where he brought the din of a Shar Muid, which killed the person who's not an Eved, over there also the Ram says that a Muid you pay Kaifer, by a time there is no Chiv Kaifer. There the Ram is before that there is no Chiv of damim either. There's no din they have to pay any of the value of the person who died to his Yarshim. The Ram is clearly being Mechalutin of Ben Chayrin and an Eved. And the Magen Mishnah explains because the Ram holds Ein damim the Ben Chayrin. An Eved has value, you have to pay to the Adin for the loss of his Eved. Hashem, a person has no value, there is no din that is considered a hefsid moment to him when you kill him, and therefore you don't have to pay to the Yarshim any chiv at all. The Torah only says that if he's a mu'd, you pay a kaifer, but if it's a tam, there is no chiv b'chlal. And these Achreinim are explaining, this is the pshat the Rambam holds as well, that ein dam l'mancherin also applies if you're mazik someone else, not only when the person gets killed, but even when he has a chavala, also ein dam l'mancherin, there is no real value, it's not considered a monetary loss when he goes down in price, since he's not an eved. An eved is the possession of its master, and therefore the master did have a monetary loss when his eved is killed or injured. Mashenkin ben Chayrin is not owned by anyone, and his guf is also not similar to an object which he owns, therefore there would be no chiv for the hefsid mamen. That's why the Rambam has to learn the pshat is the begeder chiv of kaifer, as the pasuk says, really he deserved that his hand should be lost, and Torah says instead of losing his hand he can pay money, it's a whole different chiv, it's not for a hefsid mamen, rather it's a chiv of kaifer. Now based on this, the Brisker of writes, this is back in the Chedushim Maran Riz Alevi al Rambam, He has Mechtovim over there, and on page 160, he discusses this din of the Mishnah, that by Chavot, the way you make a shum is how much he will be sold as an Eved, and he's bothered, he says, the din of Bir B'Steyacher would not apply by the shuma of a Ben Chayin who's Nechbal. And he says, the Mishnah by an Eved, as we saw the one from Zayin Amrav, says, the way you make the shuma is not on the hand itself, rather on the whole Eved. He says, Bishlam over there, an Eved is an object which is owned by the Adoin. So the way you make the shuma, this we learn from the Pasuk of Bir B'Steyacher, that it's not on the actual hand itself. And he explains the drosha of Bir B'Steyacher, as the Gemara says, this is Shalig Lahachish or Shalmazik, it's a benefit for the Mazik to make the shuma in this way. And Biskrov explains, because there are two ways to possibly make this shuma. You could evaluate the actual hand itself, or you could evaluate the whole Eved. Just like by Karka, you can make a shuma on the Aruga, on the row itself, which was eaten, or you can make the shuma on the whole piece of land. The Xeris Kosov is that we should make the shuma in the way that it benefits the Mazik. We should make the shuma on the whole piece of Karka. And therefore this would apply also by an Eved. You make a shuma on the whole Eved. However, he says that since in the case of Chavola, which as Reb Chaim explained, it's not that you're paying for the loss to the person, here l'cher, the din of Bir B'Steyacher will not apply. The din which tells you, Shaman Agav Steyacher, that's if you want to evaluate the loss, how to evaluate it, that's Agav Steyacher. But here we're not trying to evaluate the loss. You're not paying for the hefset to the person. Rather, it's exerts the cost of the zechiv of Kofer, and the amount that you pay is the dam of the yad of the nizik. Here the Briskrov says that the din of Bir B'Steyacher will not apply. This is how the Briskrov concludes that the din of our Mishnah is not based on Bir B'Steyacher. He brings the Rai, he said the din is if a person says, Dmei Yodai Alai, he wants to be makdish the value of his hand. So the Gemara says, how do we evaluate the value of his hand? We make the same evaluation as the Mishnah says, how much he could be sold as an Eved with a hand, and how much he could be sold as an Eved without the hand. And the Biskrov says, if the din of our Mishnah is based on Bir B'Steyacher, this is a specific din by Mazik, that the Torah says to do the Shuma in a way that benefits the Mazik, then why would it apply in this case, where he said, Dmei Yodai Alai? Therefore, the Biskrov concludes that it must be the pshat is that the only way really to evaluate a limb of a person is agav the rest of his guf. It's not that there are two possible ways to make this evaluation, like in the case where behemoth was mazik part of the sodeh, there you can theoretically evaluate in two ways, either the actual part which it ate, or agav the rest of the sodeh. Here by chayv b'chaveri, there is only one possible way to make the evaluation on the hand of the person, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. So this is not based on the din of Bir B'Steyacher. Therefore, it applies also when a person says, Dmei Yodai Alai, the only way to make a shuma on the value of a person's hand is agav the rest of his guf. Akapam, this is what the Briskrov says, but as we see, it's not like the Rush. The Rush clearly says the Pshat in our Mishnah is not like that. The Rush says the Pshat is that it's based on the din of Bir B'Steyacher. I'll just finish off with one final Nakuda and I get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us how to evaluate Tsar. Now, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kama Adam Kiyotze B'zeh. Rashi says Kiyotze B'zeh means Lefi Masha Hu Me'unig Rav Tzairoi V'Ke'evoi. Meaning it will depend on how sensitive the person is, how much comfort he's used to. Based on that determines the level of his Tzar. Now the Rambam Perek Beis Hochas Chayvel Mazik Alocha Tess apparently had a different understanding in the Mishnah. The Rambam differentiates between a person who's an Oshir and an Oni. His Lashon is Yesh Adam Shu Rach V'Einig B'Yoser U'Bal Mamin V'ilu Nosun Lai Mamin Harbei Lohei mitzdar ma'at, yesh adam shu amal v'chozok v'oni v'pnei zuz echor mitzdar tzar harbei. Al piyad varma elu oimdim opoiskim ha-tzar. The Rambam's mavur, we take into account how much comfort the person is used to, and we also take into account how much money he has. Such a person would be willing to pay a lot of money to prevent this tzar. And the Rashash points out that apparently Rashi did not learn like the Rambam. Rashi does not mention anything about how much money he has, whether he's an usher or an oni. The only determining factor, according to Rashi, is how mu'unag he is. That's what determines the level of his tzar. Now, Reb Chaim explains this in the Chiddush HaGrach al HaShas, Simen Kuf Chof. He explains, B'das Rashi, that the level of a tzar is not determined, does not change by how much money a person has. By how mu'unag they are, that does change the tzar. Whether a person is wealthy or not, it doesn't change the level of the tzar. Rather, what it does is it gives the person the ability to pay amount of money to save himself even from a small amount of tzar. Since by him money doesn't have the same value as it does for an ani, so he would pay a large amount of money, since the money is not so meaningful to him, even to save himself from a small amount of tzar. Rashi, this is not taken into account to determine the value of this tzar. The only thing that is taken into account is the level of the tzar, which is dependent on how mu'unig the person is, but as far as how wealthy the person is, that's not a factor. Therefore, according to Rashi, you have to take a person min ashuk of average wealth, However, as the Lashon of the Mishnah says, it has to be Adam Kiyotze Bezeh, meaning as far as how much comfort his body is used to, that has to be a person who's similar to the Nechbal, because that factor really does determine the level of the pain.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.